The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. The legendary Bruce Cockburn from his latest album, a double CD. He's been in the area. I believe he was in Spokane on the third Thursday, the third. I think he's at the Seasons in Yakima tonight, I believe, Saturday the 5th. Check the website. I could be off on those dates, but Bruce Cockburn is amazing. He's one of the most amazing singer-songwriters, underrated worldwide from Canada. And he has been doing it now since the 60s, was involved in some documentaries. He's involved in banning, if you will, the worldwide movement to ban landmines. Bruce Cockburn, what can you say? He is really something. He's really something. And so, as we learned in the last hour of the show, is Eliza Gilkison.
Sing this, right? Okay, good. Sun's up, looks okay. The world survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Had another dream about lions at the door. They weren't half as frightening as they were before, but I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Walls, windows, trees, waves coming through. You being me and I'll be in you together in eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. I'm wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Best yet. You're wondering where the lions are. Whoa, wondering where the lions are. Oh, wondering where the lions are. Oh, whoa, oh. Huge orange flying boat rises off the lake.
lake. Thousand-year-old petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing the finger at eternity. And I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. 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 Oh yeah, yeah. Wondering where the lions are. Oh yeah, yeah. Wondering where the lions are. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Freighters on the mud on the surface of the bay. One of these days we're gonna sail away. Gonna sail into eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on.
Chart that says petroglyph.
Thank you.
Oh, what wonderful use of the 12 string there. You can really see the advantages of having those octave strings. The G, the D, the A, and the E are all octave strings. And boy, Bruce Coburn can really, really make that whole thing work. Congratulations to the Bing Crosby Theater for bringing him in. And also to the Seasons there in Yakima. You folks, if your communities missed Bruce Coburn, and I think he's in the Seasons. I want to say he's in the Seasons tonight, but I could be wrong. Maybe that was last night. Anyway, the point is if you miss it or missed it, you can't say your theaters didn't provide for you some of the most top-notch acoustic entertainment and songwriting entertainment ever. If you bring in Bruce Coburn, that's sort of all there is to it. He's pretty unassuming. He's pretty mellow. He's not as inward as some of the singer-songwriters. He can get outside himself, which is good. Bruce Coburn, awesome 12-string work. Speaking of awesome 12-string work, of course, you know, the biggest proponent of the electric 12-string, the old Rickenbach 12-string. Remember the Rickenbach? Yeah. 12-string. George Harrison played it. And a lot of folks played it in the 60s. And, of course, so did Roger McGuinn. And he's got a brand-new album out. It's basically a deluxe album set, a three-disc set. One of the discs is a DVD of this concert. And he tells songs and stories about the people that he knew. And on the DVD, there are people that knew him, the guest on the thing. It's pretty cool. Roger McGuinn. And, of course, he was with the Byrds for so many, many years. He was the founder and lead singer and kept the Byrds hanging together through all of their hard times. And I did a lot of solo albums, did a lot of work. And it's pretty neat, this album is. But check this out. This is an acoustic version of My Back Pages that the Byrds recorded. I think they skipped verses. Roger McGuinn was notorious for skipping verses of Dylan songs and everything. Here we go.
Crimson flames tied through my hair, growing high in mighty traps. Countless fire and flame in row, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, right neath heated brow. But I'm so much older then, I'm younger than that now. And a soldier stands, I in my hand, at the mongrel dogs at age. Fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I reach. My existence led back confusion, both mutiny from stern to bow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Have right prejudice leap forth, rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull I dream. Romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep somehow. I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's a song, a Bob Dylan song we did back in the Byrds. It's kind of interesting the way we got to do it. It was after we'd had hits with Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, Turn, Turn. And our manager, Jim Dixon, whom we'd fired by that time, pulled up alongside me going up in Hollywood. He rolled down the window and said, "Hey, Jim," that was my name back then. I'll tell you more about that later. He said, "You know, you guys ought to do Dylan's My Back Pages." So I thanked him, and I went home and got the record out and put it on and learned the song off the record. Well, 30 years later, I was privileged to be at Bob Dylan's 30th anniversary on Columbia Records at Madison Square Garden, And yeah, Bob Dylan was there with Tom Petty and George Harrison, Neil Young, and it was quite a night. And we had a great time, but they had these teleprompters down at the foot of the stage with the lyrics from the official Bob Dylan songbook, and the lyrics were scrolling up, and I'm going, man, that's not the way I learned it off the record. It's kind of hard to understand some of the words, you know, like I sang Romantic Flanks of Musketeers, and he'd sung Romantic Facts of Musketeers, things like that. Well, speaking of Bob Dylan, a friend of mine was putting together a low-budget motorcycle movie, and he wanted Bob Dylan to write him a song for it. So he took the whole movie from L.A. to New York and rented a screening room in the city, and he screened it for Bob. And Bob sat there and wrote down some notes on a little cocktail napkin. Said, here, give this to McGuinn. He'll know what to do with it. So Peter Fonda took this napkin, got back on a plane, and flew out to L.A., and he came over to my house, and this napkin was like the Holy Grail. He presented it to me like, Bob wants you to have this, man. I looked at it. It said, the river flows. It flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Got my guitar out. Made up a tune for it because it didn't have one. Finished off the lyrics, and we called it The Ballad of Easy Rider. The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. All they wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. Go, river, go, go to the sea. Flow, river, flow, past the shady tree. To the sea, wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town.
Thank you. Breath, breath is full. So it's there, my heart.
I thought that was kind of fun. So I took it down to Greenwich Village and played it for the people in the coffee houses. And they didn't like it. But the guy who ran the coffee house loved it. He put a sign outside the door that said, Beatle impersonations. I thought, man, it's time to get out of New York. So I did. I got an offer from the Troubadour in L.A. to play out there, opening up for Hoyt Axton. And there was this unknown guy in the middle of the bill named Roger Miller. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, do we for me? And he was going over great. His record hadn't come out yet. He was still going over great. And Hoyt Axton was a big folk star back then. And I was doing the same thing. I was doing pretty much like folk songs with a Beatle beat. And it was going over about the same way. Roger Miller took me aside one night. He said, hey, I understand what you're doing. I don't think the audience does, though. And you probably get along with them a lot better if you don't get grumpy. But there was one guy in the audience who liked what I was doing. His name was Gene Clark. And he came back after the show. He said, hey, I like what you're doing. Let's write some songs. And so every day we'd sit out in the front room of the Troubadour and write songs. And this is one of the first songs we came up with. I could use a little more guitar on the monitor, please. That's good. You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, 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 it's true, I'm in love with you. And you showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. Oh, 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 it's true, you fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall, and I've decided it's not a trick at all. You told it to me too, exactly what you do, now you love me too. Oh, 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 it's true, we're in love, we do. And when I tried it, I could see you fall, and I've decided it's not a trick at all. Taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Oh, 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 it's true, we're in love, we do.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, I got so sidetracked and queuing up things and listening to Roger McGuinn from this cool album where he just tells basically stories of his life that I lost track of the break. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marm. We're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just need to hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are. Thank you. indeed, and we're back. Loretta McKenna in that last set with Roger McGuinn from her album Loretta McKenna's, I believe it's the best of Loretta McKenna, and one disc of it's live and one disc of it is not live. It's got some wonderful stuff, though. This pretty good version of Sally Garden there. Oops, messed up, just pushed some wrong buttons here, and so where are we going to go here? We're going to go to Heidi Talbot. That's where we're going to go. All righty? Heidi Talbot. Yeah.
How do you do when you do without me at all? Without me at all. I ain't one for hanging around unless I'm waiting for a train. My mama taught me just enough to get out of the rain. But now the train is gone, it's pouring. I'm still waiting for you, darling.
Me.
sentence, I'm doing time. Lies dying on a cold icy bed, never thinking where he's going, and always thinking where he's been. He's remembering the good times and forgetting all the bad. And on his tombstone you will read, here lies a sad and lonely man. Hold your head up high, it didn't always seem this bad. People loved you and respected all the courage that you had. Have gone before you. Everyone seems dead and gone. But what about that happy childhood that you think of on and on? He's remembering the good times and forgetting all the bad. On his tombstone you will read, here lies a sad and lonely man. Hold your head up high, it didn't always seem this bad. People loved you and respected all the courage that you had. Bad. People loved you and respected all the courage that you had. Hold your head up high, it didn't always seem this bad. People loved you and respected all the courage that you had.
Was pretty cool. Paul McKenna, the Paul McKenna Band. The album's called Elements. Neither one of those singers were Heidi Talbot. And you know, when I foul up and push the wrong buttons and do the wrong things, I really get messed up. That was Claire Lynch. Two songs from Claire Lynch's brand new album called Dear Sister. Claire Lynch. And then after that, the Paul McKenna Band. We're going to hear more from both of those albums in the next hour, because we still do have another hour left to go here on Inland Folk, and we also have the calendar, and we're doing some good stuff here. All righty? Although the show is, well, that last half hour is a little bit ramshackled. That's a good term, ramshackled. I lived in ramshackled old houses in my time. Yes, indeed. The Rankin family in the background. Folks, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. I promise I will. You know, we were talking with Kevin Rinker, my engineer. He and I were talking, and we were talking about what we should do with it. And like, we should do a podcast, like a 15-minute podcast, do a whole bunch of them, just keep archiving. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, do one on just Pete Seeger, because you don't have the internet rules. You can pay X amount of songs in a row on a podcast. It's really interesting. Good thoughts. Got to do something with this show. We do. All right, we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. I know we are. I feel it in my bones. I know that we're coming back. Hang on now.